I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Sure, we got bonus content for you guys this week. Stuff you're not going to hear right here on The Burt Show. It's on our bonus stuff. Get a little more adult sometimes. This week we got into like this strange wormhole of how radio used to be. Because from time to time we get complaints now on things we're doing. Man, you don't even know what we were doing back in the day.
Yeah, the last complaint, like the most recent complaint we got, we're like, if only you knew.
Oh, yeah. So we went down memory lane. And also, nobody likes HOAs for a reason, but Kristen comes in with a list of more dark side instances from HOA. Really fun stories. That's all in our bonus content. Yeah, you got to pay for it, so we're not going to stick ads on it, but it's theburtshow.com/bonusBS. All right, Mo, tell us about this full circle moment that you had.
Yeah, so the other day, I thought I was going to embarrass myself. I wasn't exactly sure how this was going to go, but it ended up being a really cool full circle moment in meeting someone whom I had a moment with over a decade ago. So there's this guy, an OG in radio. His name is Sway, and he has a show called Sway in the Morning. And back in the day, he used to do these rap battles, and they were like get all of some of the best rappers in the world to come and compete for a spot on his show. And so I did it, and it ironically, he had a series of rap battles, and I was like the first series. I was a part of the first group of guys that came in to compete. And so I still remember the day like it was yesterday. I was so nervous. It's like one of the most nervous moments of my life because it was literally the first time where I was going to be rapping on a nationally syndicated show and everybody would see it. And my family and friends were there. And it was just a huge moment for anybody that is a hip hop fan or that grew up involved in hip hop. Like, you know how big that moment is to get an opportunity to rap on his show. And so I go up there. I believe it was five or six of us, and they randomly chose whoever we were going to go against so that you wouldn't kind of had already had material. You had to actually show your ability to freestyle because you were battling someone you didn't know or see before this moment.
Okay. So if somebody is battling right before you, you can see the disses that are coming his way and you can use those in your rap. So this is completely, you have no idea who these people are. Do I have that right?
Right. Okay. So yeah, this is your first time meeting them, being next to them, all of the things. And the guy that I was battling was like this guy from LA at the time who had a strong following. And I was like really just starting to get a name for myself. So it was it was one of those moments where everybody thought I was the underdog. Like, nobody knew who I was. Everybody expected me to go in there and this guy was going to beat me easily. And it did not go that way. I was fully prepared. And I remember using everything in the room to kind of like shut him down because I wanted to be memorable. I wanted people to be like, wow, this dude is really using like people's names in the room. Or I would use, if it was a something was on the screen, I would use that in my rhyme. I just would incorporate all of these different freestyles. And so I ended up winning this event, and it started kind of, it helped me start to make a name for myself in the music industry. And I haven't spoken this way since. Like, that was just a moment in time, and it was what it was, and I was happy for it. So fast forward now, I'm at a black podcasting event on Saturday, and like pretty much all of the well-known black podcast are there. Like, all of the hosts, all of these people are there. So there's a moment where one of the guys comes over and he's like, hey, do you know who Sway is? So I'm like, yeah, I'm familiar. So he's like, do you want to meet him? So I'm like, I've met him before. And then my dude looks at me like, what are you doing, bro? Like, this is an opportunity to network. Like, go talk to him. Go. And I'm like, I'm not running up on this dude and asking him if he remembers me from 12 years ago. So he can be like, no, I don't, man. Like, that's what I felt was going to happen. So I'm like, I'm not embarrassing myself like that. So he's like, you got to do it, man. You never know. You got to do it. And this is why I always have him with me, because I am not the greatest networker. Y'all know me. Right. I will be in the corner just minding my business, staying to myself. But he's like, nah, man, you got to do this. You was like the first person to win his whole rap battle series. So I'm like, all right, I'll do it. Fine. So I walk up to him and I talk to him for a second. I'm like, listen, I always said if I ran into you again, I would ask you if you remembered this. So I pull my phone out and he's looking at it and I can see him trying to go back in his mind. And he's like, you're the guy that was rapping about everything in the room. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I remember this, man. You were incredible. So I'm like, yeah. So I told him what I was doing now and where I'm at in my life. And he's very familiar with the show. He's familiar with everything. And he couldn't. Wow.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he's familiar. Wow. As soon as I said it, he knew exactly what I was talking about.
So he was following your path and that just happened to lead you here, but he knew what you were up to?
Like, he knew, he's familiar with me and the show, but he had no idea that I was the same guy that was battling on his series back then. So you could see the moment of him put that together, like, what? Like, that was you? I'm like, yeah, man, that was me. And then before I can even tell him, like, what I'm up to, my dude just jumps in and starts telling him for me.
That's why you have the hype man.
There you go. Uh-huh. Exactly.
And then you could be like, stop. No, yeah.
Come on, man. But it was, he completely remembered. He gave me all of his personal information. Wow. He's like, dude, we got to stay in touch. This is incredible. I'm proud of you. Keep going. And it was just a really cool full circle moment.
Wow.
Now, imagine if you had not walked up to him and had that conversation. What did that teach you in that moment?
You got to shoot, man. You got, when you get to the edge, you got to jump. You got to leap. You're absolutely right.
The Burt Show.